think the autopsy sounded a lot like what I just heard, which is that we need to have better plumbing. We need to have a better way of messaging it. What they were doing in this autopsy is talking about how Bidenomics didn't resonate because it was too tied to Joe Biden. They didn't recognize in this autopsy, they didn't recognize in any of the last decades that I've been involved in this process, is that the Democratic Party's policies aren't working. What we've been doing isn't working. People have been suffering from a lack of affordability. Our country's been suffering from a lack of accountability. And our democracy, it's not that we need to save our democracy. It's something we're going to have to restore. The reason the save our democracy argument didn't work is because people fundamentally realize that the thing's broken to start with. People don't believe in the outcome of the 2020 election. A lot of people didn't believe in the outcome of the 2024 election. I mean, you know, we've got things that are the depth of the problems that we have in this country were not seriously thought about in this autopsy, but they're also not been seriously dealt with since then. Because if you look at the New York Times, their poll that they did with Siena that shows that 55% of Democrats are unhappy with the Democratic Party, we're not making the steps toward solving the problems that led us to the loss in 2024. We're not making steps toward solving the ones that almost lost us the election in 2020, that lost us in 2016. These problems have been deep and systemic for a long time. I live in Tennessee. We used to have 5 representatives from this state that were Democrat out of 9, 5 out of 9. Now we got 0. Now, some of that is due to gerrymandering. Some of that's due to the destruction of the VRA, right? But a lot of that is due to the fact that the Democratic Party got in bed with Wall Street and got out of bed with working people.